VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Donald Trump said Wednesday, "We're all on the same team in fighting the coronavirus." As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the president's statement came after White House trade advisor Peter Navarro published an op-ed piece critical of leading U.S. health expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
USA Today published an opinion piece by Peter Navarro outlining the ways he's disagreed with Fauci. White House Strategic Communications Chief Alyssa Farah says the piece did not go through normal clearance processes and is Navarro's opinion alone. But it comes as Trump allies in and out of the White House have been trying to discredit Fauci. Asked yesterday in a Georgetown University event just whom Americans should trust about the virus pandemic, Fauci said, for the most part, trust respected medical authorities.
I believe I'm one of them, so I think you can trust me.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Walmart will now require customers to wear face coverings at all of its namesake and Sam's Club stores, making it the largest retailer to introduce such a policy that has otherwise proven difficult to enforce without state and federal requirements. The company said the policy will go into effect on Monday to allow time to inform stores and customers. It joins Best Buy and Starbucks in mandating face coverings. The Arkansas-based company said that currently about 65% of its more than 5,000 stores and clubs are located in areas where there is already some form of government mandate on face coverings. The retailer also said it will create the role of health ambassador at its Walmart stores and will station them near the entrance to remind customers without masks of the new requirement. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the United States would impose visa restrictions on Chinese companies like Huawei Technologies, which he accused of facilitating human rights violations. Pompeo told a news conference the State Department would impose the visa restrictions on certain employees of Chinese tech companies like Huawei that prop up regimes that violate human rights.
The State Department will impose visa restrictions on certain employees of the Chinese technology companies like Huawei that provide material support to regimes engaging in human rights violations and abuses globally.
Asked about British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's order that Huawei equipment be purged by the end of 2027, Pompeo said faster is always better in terms of getting Huawei out of telecom infrastructure. The United States contends Huawei is a security risk because of its links to the Chinese government. Beijing rejects that assertion, saying the United States is just trying to get rid of a commercial rival. A new UN report accuses the Venezuelan government of doing little to clamp down on criminal groups who control mining in a region largely inhabited by indigenous peoples. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report documents the high levels of violence used by criminal groups to exploit the labor of people working in the Arco Minero del Orinoco region in Venezuela. The UN Human Rights Office notes internal migration to the mining area has increased dramatically in the last few years because of the economic crisis. The report says the need to feed themselves and their families makes the miners particularly vulnerable to exploitation. The report says miners work 12-hour shifts under dangerous conditions without any protection. It says they have to pay 10 to 20% of their earnings to the criminal groups and another 15 to 30% to the mill owners who extract the gold from the rocks. Venezuela's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Jorge Valero, rejects the report because, he says, his government was not asked for any input in compiling the report. He claims Venezuela is a democratic, free, sovereign country where people enjoy human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A European court on Wednesday ruled that technology giant Apple does not have to pay more than $15 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The EU Commission had ordered Apple to pay for gross underpayment of tax on profits across the European bloc from 2003 to 2014. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.